Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the Trocare College Lifeline, it's Jeff Boron with SendYourKidsToCollege.org, joining us to talk about some of the delays and pushbacks we're seeing in admissions. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. You know, looking at college admissions, usually it's right at about now that just about everybody knows what they're doing for the next year if they're about to go to college. We're approaching the deadline where people absolutely have to know where they're going to college. But this year, many universities locally and around the country are pushing that back, are giving kids more time. Why is that happening this year? And it has to do right with something we've talked about a lot together.
Yeah, it really has to do with delays in the FAFSA, and there's continued problems with the system. The colleges are a little concerned because there's a record decrease in the amount of FAFSAs which have been submitted. So 7.7 million have been submitted, and the average year is 18 million. So now the colleges are starting to wonder about how many students are actually looking to attend, or has some of this debacle actually caused students to push that back? The worst part of the story is, out of the 7.7 million that were submitted, there's 1.2 that need corrections. A lot of those are signature of the student or parent. The electronic signature didn't work. The system wouldn't allow them to do it. That's finally been fixed as of last week. And 2 million of the FAFSAs which have been submitted to the colleges have incorrect data based on system problems.
It's been
a nightmare.
Yeah, I can't imagine the anxiety that this is bringing to students and their families right now. What are you hearing?
You know, typically it's a stressful time without this. So our historical national decision day is May 1st, coming up right around the corner. And a lot of families have not even received award offers from the colleges. Many of the colleges are pushing back that May 1st decision deadline to either May 15th or June 1st. It was suggested by the Department of Education that they push it back. However, not all colleges are adhering to that. And some, especially the Ivies, for example, are sticking with the May 1st deadline. So it's really put these families in a tough situation, making decisions without having financial data to support those decisions.
Why is the FAFSA all screwed up this year? I mean, hasn't this been the thing that people fill out and, you know, how we have done it for? I mean, I remember doing it when I went to school over a decade ago. I mean, it's been happening for years and years and years. Why all of a sudden are there all these problems?
So yeah, it's funny. I've been doing this a long, long time. I started doing FAFSAs on paper, and you had to use a number two pencil. So shows you how old I am. But in any event, the Department of Education rolled out a new system which was supposed to help simplify the process as well as make more students eligible for Pell Grants. And the system was supposed to actually roll out October of 2022. That got pushed back, and they said they wouldn't be ready, so they said, we'll make it October of 2023. And because of some problems they had with the rollout, they pushed that rollout, the initial rollout, back to January of 2024. So it's already 3 months late, and once it rolled out, there were a lot of glitches and problems. And once a student submitted their FAFSA, the system would not allow them to go in and make a correction. And the correction, by the way, is maybe add some more schools. So the student got the FAFSA in January, decided, oh, here's three more schools I want to apply to, but they couldn't add those schools to their FAFSA until it just opened up, actually, this week.
Could this likely push some students to decide not to attend college this fall?
It's actually, that's what most of the colleges are concerned about, is some declining enrollment due to this, or students saying, I'm just going to take a gap year. This is too stressful, and I'll worry about this when they get their ducks in a row. So the good thing of that is it creates an opportunity for families, because some of these colleges are getting concerned that they're not going to be able to fill all the seats in their classroom. So they're being a little more generous in throwing out awards and giving positive results to some of the appeals that we work on with families to say, you know, we would like to go to your school. However, it's just not affordable unless we get this, this, and this. So the schools I'm seeing are getting a little more generous with their awards, and I think that's a result of their concern of declining enrollment.
Is this pushing us towards something we've talked about over the years, maybe the changing college landscape of the future, where, you know, so much has been made about free college or forgiving loans, or you can go tuition free to here or there, or some people have, you know, worried about, well, our college is just getting too big. Do they need to really cut back to become affordable again? I mean, might this be kind of like another step in the direction of a totally different future?
It is. We're starting to finally see a lot of students realize that not everybody should or has to go to college, and they're going to trade schools and other occupations, which is, quite frankly, what this country needed, because not everybody should go to college if it's not in their future. And if they want to go into a trade, they should go to a trade school. And that's becoming more popular. Still don't have it enough. But the thing the colleges are concerned about is in 2025, it's an expected drop-off in college-age students. If you remember, we had a recession in 2008 and 2009. Birth rates decline during recessions. So we had a decline in birth rates in 2008 and 2009. And here we are 17 years later, and we're going to start feeling the effects at the colleges, because there are less students who are going to be going to college.
What advice are you giving families that are affected by this?
Well, constant communication with the school. So the first thing you should find out is, has the school that you're looking at, or the schools that you're looking at, pushed back decision deadline from May 1st to May 15th or maybe June 1st? I suggest calling the college. There's actually a website which has started a list of what decision deadline changes have been made, and that's the National Association of College Admission Counselors, NACAC. If you look up NACAC, they have published a list of what decision deadlines have been pushed back and which ones have not.
Well, it's all good stuff. Hey, Jeff, thank you for the update. Jeff Boron joining us this morning. SendYourKidsToCollege.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.